Tax reform will likely be a top priority for Utah lawmakers during next year's legislative session. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, legislators are already considering doing away with some of the state's many sales tax exemptions.
$500 million. That's the amount Utah estimates it forgoes every year in sales tax due to the state's abundance of exemptions. From vending machines to car washes to heavy machinery for refineries, Utah has about 170 exemptions for all types of industries on the books. Some have even been there since the 1930s. Lawmakers on the Revenue and Taxation Interim Committee are taking a closer look at these tax breaks as they prepare to write legislation next session aimed at modernizing the state's tax code and boosting its coffers. In one exchange at their most recent meeting, a skeptical representative, Douglas Sager, asked the committee's policy analyst, Leif Elder, why Utah still exempts things like airline food from sales tax.
I guess that would just be food here in Utah sold to airlines. And
I know they don't feed you anymore.
When another lawmaker asked how frequently exemptions are looked at, Elder said the state hadn't done any reviews in nearly a decade. A big obstacle, according to Elder, is that many businesses are not required to collect or report data on their exempted sales. That means the state can't accurately determine the fiscal impact of many of these tax breaks, and by extension, their purpose or goal. In a report, the legislative fiscal analyst recommends lawmakers reinstitute a 3 to 5 year review cycle for all exemptions. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.